guys and bad guys, cowboys and Indians, sinners and saints, masters and minions.
Welcome to Fence Post Politics, the only place for unfiltered, nonsensical, probably fake news that you never asked for. Brought to you by the Burning Daylight Podcast and your host, myself, Matt McKinley, Aaron Ellis, Tim Martin, and Rob Jost. Now let's have a little bit of fun, talk a little politics, and tell a dirty joke or two. And your college trick magic might have fooled everybody, but you didn't
pull nothing on me. Oh, welcome back, Daylight Burners. It's been a doozy, I gotta say. 2024 has started out with a bang.
Sorry,
hit hard.
And, good podcast.
I tried to mute it. I did like the phantom, you know, how you slide it past and you don't really hit anything.
We're in limbo between some sort of foreign conflict versus some sort of internal conflict, and then also we have the front runner for the presidency hit with like another multi-million-dollar fine, and that's kind of like old news. No, like nobody cares. Like that just happened, and it just happened.
It's like when they said aliens are real, and everyone's like, "Oh, cool."
I know, it's wild. Like,
how hard are you going to come when they unveil Trans Force?
I just want like, royalties. That was my fucking idea. I want royalties. Damn it. I've been advocating for this for years at this point. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. I won't.
What is this Trans Force?
Oh fuck!
Like Space Force.
Go ahead, like,
well, it doesn't is it just, matter.
Is there like a tucking division?
See, well, my idea, which I think is the best one, is if we're gonna lean hard into this trans deal, let's go all the way. But let's not lower the standards. Like, we still have the same selection process for all our special forces and whatnot. But once you make one of those teams, fake tits. And then when you go into battle, you got to be full bone, rock hard. So you get steroids, HGH, fake tits, and Viagra.
Because history has shown us armies on drugs do the best.
They
right
do the best. I mean,
the Nazis were on some pretty good meth, from what I hear.
Meth was the thing. All right, they need to bring that back.
Yeah, they invented a whole another term for military strategy based off of meth. It's called the Blitzkrieg.
Thank you, I mean, professor.
That's not what they taught me in middle school. That's what the Blitzkrieg was.
They toned it down back in the day.
They just told me it was a bunch of Panzer tanks driving over France.
Back in your day, they didn't know exactly what it was called. They just knew it was the secret German drug.
Okay.
Sheer dedication is what got him through.
Yeah, just love of country. That's what right. Made him prevail.
The motherland.
So yeah, if we're gonna lean into this whole trans deal, like let's not lower our military capabilities. All right, like we're gonna give them the right hormones and then also dick pills, because there's nothing more frightening than getting your throat slit by a commando while he's hard.
So in your world, are these guys gonna just take over the Navy SEALs jobs?
Well, they have to qualify as a Navy SEAL before they get their fake tits invited.
Oh, okay. So this is like SEAL Team Six on steroids.
SEAL Team Dicks.
This is why Matt's been working out so hard lately. He's really wanting to be in that.
This is my time to shine, baby. I need that HGH to be able to compete. I ain't gonna make it on my own. God damn. God cursed me with this shit.
Six inches taller.
Yeah. I mean, then I'd be like average. But good thing is I'm just short enough to fit in those Jewish tunnels.
Did you get that, Rob?
Got it.
Did you get that? Okay, just checking. Rob was not abused by that. What, one too many tunnel jokes, Rob? Is 101 too many?
I mean, stick with the turtles.
Okay. He's not paying attention because he's busy digging his tunnel under his house.
He's trying to be secretive about it.
Damn it. There he goes. 102 Jewish jokes, well played. And Rob's fucking out.
Well played, Rob. I wish Rob's there was walking an around effect where he just went.
it's like in The Great Escape when like Rob's walking around in his backyard with like pockets full of dirt and just like walking around.
it's one of those things with.
Oh, that is shot. That's right.
If me or Tim or Aaron had made that story up about the Jews tunneling to the synagogue in New York, that would be considered just blatant, rampant anti-Semitism.
What'd you say? What that was an article from what publication?
Incoherent anti-Semitism. I think that would be.
Well, okay, fair enough. But either way, that's fair enough. If we had made that story up, yeah, that would be just one of our. Our bullshit sessions where we're like, what's the most stereotypical thing a Jew could possibly do?
They went
and did it. You know, like, we would have the stereotypes, you know, that all the anti-Semites use, the sneaky, the devious, and then the rat deal. And you're like,
we would have had to come up with the phrase Hebrews in a half shell and then made a story up about
it. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, but instead they just did it for us because they're that much better at media.
Because they run all of it.
And yeah, like all the anti-Semites are like, see? And I'm just like, well played.
Those shiny turtles.
I was trying to make up this scenario in my mind, and you guys did it better. Fuck. Well played.
Rob, when are you going to get us in one of the movies?
The turtle movies?
No, because the movie. Really. A movie in general. Doesn't have to be
all movies. I don't have control. I wish I did.
You know somebody who does, though.
I dabble.
This is why we love you, Rob. This is why we love you,
Rob.
Anyway, have you guys seen Vince McMahon's mustache lately?
Let's just go ahead and get to this.
I purposely all week did not read anything on this. I wanted to come in fresh.
Why does he look like he's on his like 25th week of chemo? In that picture.
He probably is for fun. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I mean, after like, you hear this story,
he's got a lot
like,
of prostate cancer.
Like as a like an experimental fun thing to do.
He's just like that's the only way he can get off anymore. It sounds like this dude's into some wild shit.
Steroids is a hell of a drug.
Literally. Who would have thought that the guy that started the WWE would be into some weird shit?
Well, like we were talking in the group chat, I'm not surprised by the allegations at all. Like that part, I'm just like, oh, Vince McMahon was sex trafficking people. Yeah, that checks out.
Wait, get us up to speed. What is this actual story?
Okay, well, I think this is the original story. I believe it's from Wall Street Journal. From what I could tell, it's by some Indian dude.
Can you tell because it says Wall Street Journal on the top?
Well, I found the original article, Tim. I had to do some Googling.
You had to Google Wall Street Journal? How long did that take?
I didn't know who published it first, Tim.
Khadija said, not going to work.
Yeah, so Khadija Safdar. I'm guessing that's Indian or Pakistani.
Is Matt trying to pronounce these names?
It's always good.
I know.
Give us one more time. What is it, Matt?
Khadija Safdar.
Him trying to pronounce the names of that Jewish temple was one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
A woman who received a payout from WWE boss Vince McMahon has accused McMahon and the company and a former executive of sex trafficking in a new lawsuit that raises questions about the breadth of an internal company probe conducted by a law firm last year. All right. One thing I have a real issue with all of these, like, sexual assault claims, like Trump and now Vince McMahon, they're all civil trials. So that if they get, you know, convicted,
it's just money.
But then they get to say, like, you've been found liable, which is essentially like you've been found guilty of sexual assault, but like, not really. You know, I don't know. That part makes I'm not saying they're innocent by any means. I'm not saying that.
You're not advocating for child trafficking.
I'm just, but like if you're found guilty, liable, whatever, like you particularly of what they're being accused of, you should go to jail. If that is truly the case, you should go to jail, not just pay a fine. I'm fine with paying out the ass for it too, but you also should spend time in prison. And but these are all just civil complaints, and so that part's weird. But
Rob, in a civil,
it's not weird.
In a civil suit, what do you have to prove? And what evidence?
We talked
do you
about
have
this, Aaron.
Have?
Pay attention.
I can't fucking remember.
So what? Essentially, you are accusing the guy.
Trial.
Hold on. All right. So essentially, you are accusing that same person of the same act, but instead of proving beyond a reasonable doubt, which is what is the standard in a criminal case, and a lot in a lawsuit, you are just proving by the preponderance of the evidence, which is a much lower standard. So it's easier to say yes for a jury to say yes, you did this, versus a jury trying to say the same thing in a criminal trial. So that's pretty much the difference between a civil court and a criminal court. The other one being, in a civil court, you're suing somebody for money versus facing the wrath of the U.S. government or the state of Colorado or wherever, right, going to jail. So, yeah.
And I understand.
So,
that's
basically the difference.
Say that one more time because I wasn't listening.
Shut the fuck up.
I understand the legal differences. The part that gets me is like, well, now, so like with the Trump deal, they're like, oh, you've been found liable of sexually assaulting this woman, which is true because it all went through the legal process, which in my mind, like, which in most normal people's mind who don't have a legal background, be like, all right, well, so why isn't that motherfucker in jail? Because he raped this woman, essentially, is what they're saying.
Did not but rape. It's all, it was assault, but not
allegedly.
Rape.
I know. But even the judge said, like, well, essentially that means rape. And you're like, well, but that is that the legal definition? Because you're a judge and all, you're supposed to know the legal definitions and stuff. But it's one of those things. Like, I get the differences, but what I don't understand is why it goes to civil court as opposed. I don't know. It just,
so I can answer that. So for an individual that needs justice against somebody that did this alleged crime, I guess, you go through the civil courts in order to get something from them because you just don't – it's really hard to win a criminal case. It's just not something – especially against a celebrity. It almost never happens. Like sometimes it does. Bill Cosby is one of those kind of – examples.
Oh,
but,
yeah, he got it on a technicality too.
So suing them, especially somebody with a ton of money, all right, is the only way you're really going to get justice. in this kind of situation, because you can ask the state of, I don't know where this happened. Is it New York? So
New York,
trying to get a New York prosecutor to file charges for alleged sexual assault or rape, going through a jury, proving beyond a reasonable doubt, and then the really high profile lawyers that Mr. McMahon is going to have is going to be able to confuse the jury with all kinds of stuff, and you're probably not going to get a conviction. So for the victim, going through the civil courts is a much more, much easier way of getting the same kind of justice, I suppose, that from in a victim standpoint, than trying to see if he's going to go to jail, which ultimately after 3 years of a criminal case and then appeal after appeal of that kind of stuff, you know, it's just really hard. So you know, I get it from a victim standpoint why you would sue, because you also have control. You can sue somebody for whatever you want. You can't force the government of New York to file charges against Vince McMahon. That's up to the – that's totally up to the New York prosecutor. He doesn't have to. Whereas you, as an individual, I can sue Mr. McMahon if you can prove whatever this stuff happened. I can file that lawsuit myself, and it's that's on me. I don't have to depend on some jurisdiction to – file those charges on my behalf, because I don't have control over that as an individual in a criminal case. That's not your job. That's the state of New York. So
she could sue me.
Sue me, sue me.
Yep.
That's all right. That makes sense. As far as your explanation, yes, that makes sense. I'm still struggling with the whole.
Sounds like it.
It's not, and it's not, has nothing to do with Vince McMahon. I have no dog in that fight. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It just, the whole part is like, I don't know, if the dude is found guilty of it, he should go to jail. The money part's kind of irrelevant to me. I'm fine with money payments or whatever, but it seems like there should be a jail sentence, particularly with like that type of allegation. Like, I don't know. Cause
the allegations after using this evidence could probably file a criminal case if the lawyers and whatever it is of all the stuff that comes out of this case or this lawsuit might be enough to say for any prosecutor to be confident that beyond a reasonable doubt, and they might file that's happened before. So, you know,
okay, fair enough. All right.
You don't necessarily take it out.
All right. This is where that legal degree comes into play. And it's a, well done on your explanation, Rob, because like I said, I was having a hard time wrapping my mind around it just because, like, I don't know, like I said, that type of allegation, if they're forcing them to pay that amount of money, they should also probably force them to go to jail too, in the way my head works anyways. But
so what do you do?
All right, let's get into it. Janelle Grant, former employee at the wrestling firm's headquarters, said in a lawsuit filed Thursday that she was abused and sexually exploited by McMahon while he was a chief executive. She alleged that McMahon lured her with the promise of career advancement, and then he allegedly exploited her and trafficked her to other men inside the company. Grant signed a non-disclosure agreement in 2022, which McMahon agreed to pay $3 million for her not to discuss their relationship or disparage him. WWE received an anonymous tip in 2022 about the relationship and started a board investigation, which uncovered other payments by the CEO to women. Grant's lawsuit said McMahon stopped making payments under the 2022 deal after the initial $1 million installment. See, this is Trump. Trump kind of proved that non-disclosure agreements don't mean shit, because I was going to say,
do NDAs not mean anything?
Well, when you're talking about raping somebody, probably not, you know.
Well, if she took like a couple $1 million and he's... and you signed a thing, does that not mean anything? Like, she got the money. She agreed to the transaction.
Let's use the Stormy Daniels thing, for example. Because, like, whatever money Trump paid and then she was forced to repay after the civil suit, like, it didn't fucking work, because she was supposed to stay quiet about it, and she definitely didn't. And she's like, so... not only are you out the money that you paid her through this settlement, but then you're out legal fees and time and all that shit. And she's like, what was the fucking point of that in the first place?
So, Rob, what if Derek Jeter, the big thing with him was you sent him home with the basket. Let's say he has him signed a NDA.
What did he have in the basket?
What did he have in the basket? So
we'll come back to that.
Yeah.
What's in the box?
I don't know what we're talking about.
If they blabbed about it, like Derek Jeter, he used to take women home.
Notorious
he'd have a one-night stand.
Pussy hound.
He would give them a basket, and I'm sure they would sign an NDA. What if one of them talked about it? What would be the consequences of breaking an NDA in that situation?
If
I mean, it depends on what the NDA
specifically
says.
Said, you can't speak about this publicly.
You can't.
Which it seems like both of these girls have done that.
Yeah, they're violent. I don't think they're not like. I guess alleging that they're voiding this agreement, they're probably saying that the agreement itself is ridiculous. And it doesn't matter if you sign an agreement, if it's a ridiculous agreement, they're not going to enforce it. So I think that's probably one of their deals with and I think that's the case with a lot of NDAs going on now is that, you know, if you're trying to hide the fact that you want to bone a bunch of chicks in the company and you just have them sign NDAs to avoid exposing that, it's probably not going to work anymore. As I think that, it's probably going to be happening pretty soon. These NDAs have used to be with corporate secrets and, you know, things that have to do with the money that the company makes or the things that they build. And now it's all about, you know, relationships and what you're doing to individuals and that kind of stuff. So it's gone beyond the scope of what an NDA was originally meant for, you know?
Well, it seems like it was a simple case of non-payment. They stopped paying what they were supposed to pay.
And, yeah, that's true here. Like, so she signed an NDA that they were going to pay her a certain amount of money to keep quiet, and they just stopped paying her. Is how I understand it.
So, Grant signed a non-disclosure agreement in 2022. McMahon agreed to pay $3 million for her to not to discuss their relationship or disparage him. Grant's lost
$3 million to McMahon is like nothing. Also, right, why didn't he just give it to her in cash?
Right,
like, you're done. Well,
because you have to cover up.
Why are you setting up a payment plan when you're a billionaire?
So it doesn't have a trace. So it doesn't have a paper trail.
Doesn't matter with an NDA.
But if he's trying to cover up, they'd be like, "Oh, what's this?"
Because it's still a trail. There's still a paper trail here that. It's going to make it look a lot worse when, you know, if you're able to follow, just pay the money or whatever it is. Like,
well, see, that was
making
that
a payment plan, making it more official. You can hide it better.
That was the whole thing behind Trump and the Stormy Daniels, because he had Cohen pay it and then reimbursed him out of his election fund or something like, or his campaign fund. And,
what? You can't do that?
Apparently not. Well, who knows, because Stormy Daniels had to pay him back, so maybe you could do that. I don't know. Like, it's beyond my legal reasoning at that point. I don't know.
I'm not really sure what you can and cannot pay for with election funds.
I thought this was America. Is this America?
Like freaking, was it Cori Bush or Ilhan Omar? One of them was like
Corey
paying
Bush
her husband
with her security husband funds or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, the security. Yeah,
no,
she paid someone that had never done anything like $200,000 a year to keep her safe.
Well, it's kind
of
the same thing with
those titties, though.
With Fannie Willis with the Georgia thing, is she hired some ambulance chaser to help prosecute Trump, and then turns out she was boning him and paying him with state funds, and then they allegedly
frown upon that.
Dude, bitches love the dick. Bitches love the dick.
They really do. let's see. This lawsuit is replete with lies, obscene, made-up instances that never occurred, and a vindictive distortion of the truth. spokesperson for McMahon said he will vigorously defend himself. Sounds like he did a lot of other vigorous stuff during
this. He's going to vigorously do a lot of things.
There was a lot of vigorous in this story. TKO Group, an entertainment giant that was recently formed by the merger of WWE and the UFC. Blah, 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 blah. Jerry McDevitt.
Is that the lawyer?
Is that McLovin?
That's McMahon's attorney.
The law rabbit? Time.
Maybe. said in 2022 that the woman whose name wasn't yet public hadn't made any allegations of harassment. In a statement when the Wall Street Journal first reported on McMahon's $3 million settlement, WWE said the relationship was consensual and that it was taking seriously the allegations that McMahon engaged in misconduct. McMahon briefly retired from the WWE in July 2022 following reporting by the Journal that revealed payouts to multiple women. Son of a bitch. I lost it.
Uh-oh.
What'd you do?
I'm back.
That chick also looks like... It doesn't matter if it's Vince McMahon. That chick just looks like a regular, like, maybe seven that he could pull just from being a billionaire.
She kind of looks like a mannequin.
She's not terrible looking.
No,
I'm not saying that's why. Yeah, like, but this guy is around some of the hottest women on earth. Like, and he goes for her?
She's no MTG. You know what I'm saying, Rob?
She's no MTG. She ain't got them thunder thighs. Well, we don't know. We can't. It's a waste of
thunder thighs.
But she
sit on my face.
She does not appear to have thunder thighs like Marge would have.
I am so rock hard now.
The Journal reported the board's independent directors had retained law firm Simpson, Thatcher, and Bartlett to conduct an investigation. And then Simpson, Thatcher's investigation found $14.6 million in payments by the CEO to women who had accused him of sexual misconduct that should have been booked as business expenses. In November 2022, WWE said the board investigation was completed and the company restated past securities filings. I don't know what that means. McMahon repaid the company for the cost of the investigation and returned soon after. Let's get into what's actually being accused.
Yeah, what actually made your skin crawl? Because you were like all about this one, Matt.
Okay, so the lawsuit loves
McMahon.
I have not watched WWE in I don't know how long, and I've been tempted. I don't know. Just not after about eighth grade. It just really it was more of a novelty. I don't.
Aaron's watching it right now.
once The Rock went to the Fast and Furious franchise, it just died.
He was no longer family.
Boom. No. Yeah. Sorry, Dom.
The lawsuit filed in Connecticut federal court describes in graphic detail Grant's account of interactions with the businessman and TV personality. She alleged that McMahon and another WWE executive locked her in an office in WWE headquarters in Stamford, Connecticut on June 15, 2021, and took turns sexually assaulting her while other staff were working.
What? In the middle. Were they just polishing the championship belt while they're just
something was getting polished, if you know what I mean.
Fucking stupid.
It was a tag team thing.
Oh
yeah,
one of them had to run out and actually touch the other one's hand to run in.
It was a hardcore match, if you know.
It was the ladders, chairs, and tables match.
Mm-hmm. In the middle of another work day on June 23rd, 2021, so this was a week later about, McMahon locked Grant inside his private locker room at WWE offices and forced himself on her over a massage table, the suit said. Later that day, McMahon's personal assistant delivered $15,000 in Bloomingdale's gift cards to Grant.
Go get yourself something nice, sweetheart.
So,
Bloomingdale's.
I mean, you guys may not be aware, but I'm kind of from the sticks, and is Bloomingdale's nice?
I didn't even know Bloomingdale's was. I'm
pretty
still
sure it's like the equivalent of a 1 year membership to the Jelly of the Month Club.
I was kind of wondering that, because if it was $15,000 to J.C. Penney's, I mean, like you can kind of buy the whole store, probably, and then and
I was going to say that'd go a lot further at J.C. Penney.
You
know?
Like you could buy one of everything in the store, and then like, all right, now I've got $8,000 left to spend. I guess we'll do two of everything.
It doesn't sound as classy as the Kohl's.
No. So, does anybody have any insight on Bloomingdale's?
I honestly thought they weren't even around. Like I thought Bloomingdale's either was basically like Macy's.
Yeah, like REO or. Is it REO Schwartz or something like that?
Isn't it Macy's?
FAO Schwartz. FAO Schwartz. Was like that's a toy store.
I know, but that's kind of. It seems like an old thing. It's like something you would see in Home Alone 2.
Or A Christmas Story. Yeah. 1950s Cleveland.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Like Macaulay Culkin used his dad's credit card in there and bought a bunch of cool shit for an eight-year-old.
He bought a whole pizza party.
Mm-hmm. And they removed Donald Trump from that movie altogether just because.
Not true. Well, I watched it yesterday or a few months ago, and he was right on there. That's a lie.
He was on there.
Good. They did remove it in Canada. I remember that, though.
As of March 2023, Bloomingdale's has 36 department stores still open.
Oh, okay. Well,
so I mean, they're around.
It's owned by Macy's, right? So it's essentially Macy's.
The fucking guy just gave her like a shitty department store. Not even something more than triple digits.
You can spend.
He couldn't even have made it like Victoria's Secret or something.
You can spend $2,100 in each one of these bad boys. The suit also included screenshots of explicit text messages that McMahon allegedly sent to Grant. A May 2020 message said, "I'm the only one who owns you. You is capitalized, and it's just a single U. And control
can't spell.
And who controls who? I want.
He's got Riz
to F U, and that is spelled F dash capital U."
Vince McMahon, remember that South Park where they did, or not South Park, Chappelle Show when he did movies like What Would Really Happen, and he did Pretty Woman. I could totally see Vince McMahon after she's talking, he's like, "You need to get the fuck out of here." Like that's that dude.
All I know is verbatim. I sent Aaron this exact same text.
I think we've all sent Aaron that verbatim exact text at one point or another.
I'm the only one that owns you. I can only decide who F's you.
Aaron just scrolls right back to his wedding night, and it's just like Tim, Matt, Rob, Brad, Jake.
Guys,
Aaron.
I don't know what to do.
Dude from
Guys,
Sullivan's.
I need some. Tell me what to do. excuse me, not dude Rhino from Sullivan's, okay?
Oh, Rhino.
Rhino.
Yeah. Heath from Lucky Joe's.
Who the fuck's Heath?
You tell me. He's in your phone. let's see.
Wait,
Grant hold on. Grant alleged that McMahon shared nude photos and explicit videos of her without consent with other WWE employees, unnamed executives and stars, and directed her to have sex with them. The suit cited a July 2020 text that said others at WWE wanted to have sex with her after seeing photos on McMahon's phone, and the group laughed when she told them. Quote,
and she made $14 million for this?
Well, hold on. quote.
She I may scream and try tomorrow. To say
no. I would in a heartbeat.
Although it would be difficult to say anything with a cock down her throat, end quote.
Whoa, wait, what? Whoa. Can we get that drop? And also, can you say that clearer, Matt?
Quote, she may scream and try to say no. No is capitalized, both letters, two exclamation points. Although it would be, B is just a capital B. No, nothing else, just one letter. Although it would be difficult to say anything with a cock down her throat, end quote.
Cool.
Was Grant he getting charged by the letter? Does he have like a really shitty cell phone plan?
that's how he pays his lawyers.
Gotta keep us under 250 characters.
He's like, hey, I know you don't got time to read all this. You're too busy tunneling, so let me keep it brief.
Got too much cock down your throat.
11 p.m.
Shorthand. Grant alleged the board investigation was a quote sham. She wasn't interviewed by the board's special committee and it didn't request documents, even though she said she would cooperate, the lawsuit said. It alleged that the company diverted attention away from McMahon's abuse by focusing on the accounting for the payments. Others at the WWE knew about McMahon's misconduct, but worked to conceal the wrongdoing, according to the suit. Jeff Speed That can't be a real name. Jeff Speed. That sounds like that's like his wrestling name. he's a little shifty, fast white guy.
He's the only lawyer that has to show up greased up.
Jeff Speed.
Right? That sounds like a WWE lawyer.
He shows up Johnny all muddy Danger. Because he's been tunneling. Had to grease himself up.
He just walks into the courtroom and brains the person with his freaking briefcase.
A brick that he pulled from the sewer system.
And you got Jerry King Lawler just screaming in the background, oh, good Lord, oh my God.
The ghost of Randy Savage, oh, yeah.
John Cena music starts bumping.
Right, hold on. So this lady is, the accusations are all from like 2021. So when did Macho Man die? It was probably before that, wasn't it?
Randy Savage died in 2022, I think.
Was it? Okay. So
2011, he died.
2011.
No, he didn't.
Okay.
No
so
way.
May 20th, 2011 is his date of death.
When are we going to get a lawsuit against Vince McMahon that brings up, you know, the Macho Man just in the background going, ooh, yeah, give it to her, nice. Team always gets it.
There's got to be a video somewhere.
Somewhere.
Try to talk with that Slim Jim down your throat.
Oh, shit. That he is probably contractually obligated to say that too. He could not say cock. Oh, snapping to my Slim Jim.
Every time I talk about a dick, it's got to be a reference to beef jerky.
Oh, every phallic reference has to be Slim Jim related, brother.
Oh, snap that Slim Jim. Yeah, spicy.
Jeff Speed, a former WWE board member. What was that, Tim?
I was thinking of Rowdy Roddy Piper.
How dare you?
Are you going to pass out again, Tim?
No.
Jeff Speed, a former WWE board member who co-led the board's investigation, said Thursday that he remained confident in the investigation. Oh, Jeff Speed's got some skeletons in the closet, I almost guarantee. Rob, as my legal counsel, do I need to say allegedly now?
Rob,
Rob's not paying attention.
All right, I'm going to say allegedly.
I can't hear shit.
God, Rob, you're getting as old as Tim.
Fucking internet.
I'm going to say allegedly just for legal purposes, but it sounds like allegedly Jeff Speed might have some skeletons in the closet if he remains confident in this investigation. which included outreach to Grant and engagement with her lawyer. He highlighted that McMahon left the company during the investigation. While recognizing the horrific nature of the allegations in today's lawsuit, I am not at liberty to comment on what was and was not learned during our investigation, Speed said in a statement. Well, the what was alleged in the court filings was McMahon shit on her head.
And wait, what?
Dang. No way.
All right, so this took a turn. All right, so
I was looking for her off as a prostitute to everybody, but man, all right.
See, that's what I'm saying about the shocking part. Like, it was jarring to hear that. Like, but it was in the midst of like a 90-minute orgy, which
still a shitting part. You know, that's just
yeah. Well,
it's there.
And I'm not real for sure on the timeline of events. Like, did it happen early?
Was it the end of the 90-minute orgy?
You would hope so.
I'm hoping.
You would hope so, but...
Although, no, some people are really into that.
Like I said...
90 minutes of an orgy, everybody's going to have to take a shit.
I'm a bitch. Shit on her face, Vince. Shit on her face.
Oh, so that's 41 minutes. All right, we're going to... We're gonna put that. After 90 minutes of an orgy, everyone's gonna need to shit.
Everybody poops.
Yeah. $3 million seems. I can see why she's. Resuing him, because that doesn't seem like enough to get shit on my head.
Really? You're telling me you wouldn't get shit on your head for $3 million?
Not willingly, no. I've had cow shit on my head for nothing before, but no, I'm not into that. I believe it or not.
You don't have to be into it. Like, just let it happen. $3 million.
No, I'm.
I would start gagging as soon as I saw the butthole.
Yeah, I'll work harder, man. I don't need the money that bad. I'll
shit bang.
I've done some flattering jobs, but yeah, there ain't no amount of money that'll do that. I'm out. I am out on that. Oof. That's gross.
$3 million seems fair. That's all I'm saying.
Tim, like, I did that for $12 one time.
I'm rethinking some life decisions.
Back during the Depression, you had to do what you had to do.
How dare you?
If somebody's shitting on me, I better get a Macy's gift card.
Oh, yeah, fuck your Bloomingdale's. Give me a Macy's.
Yeah, maybe a Kohl's if you got enough cash.
The
you know.
Fuck out of here with your Bloomingdale's.
Was that too many shit jokes for Rob? He's out.
It must have been. His legal analysis just broke. He's like, nope, I got nothing.
He's going. You know what he's looking for? He's looking for. Marjorie Taylor Greene shit porn. Oh, there he is. Rob, yeah. Did you find it?
I got like a whole folder of
North
MTG
Georgia fart
freaking
porn.
I don't worry about that.
Folder full of it.
Shit on my chest.
What would be the dollar amount for Marge to drop a big duke on your chest, Rob?
Yeah.
He would pay her.
What the fuck?
It'd probably be. It would just be like little rabbit poops because she just eats a lot of protein.
That is a lot of high protein diet, I would imagine. Yeah. But she's also.
Kind of like a machine gun.
She's also in Congress, though, so it might be a lot of Chick-fil-A, too. So,
Chick-fil-A's delicious.
Do they eat a lot of Chick-fil-A in Congress?
She's from Georgia, so I just picked Chick-fil-A for the fast food.
Yeah.
Because she's a classy lady, Aaron.
Parentheses, lady.
Yeah. I talked to my dad today. Asked him what he thought if Boebert was gonna do well in the primary, and he thought she might. Even in the new district,
I still think she's gonna win.
I won't be surprised if she does.
Did she come in like fifth place in a straw poll?
I think it was fourth.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
It's hard telling, man. Name recognition does a lot.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, everybody knows your name if you're jerking off somebody in Beetlejuice.
My dad was, he liked Sonnenberg, I think is his name. But he's kind of like me. He's just like, I like Lauren. She's kind of fun.
There are worse people in Congress.
Oh, for sure. I hope Nancy Pelosi never dies, though, because her stock tracker is fucking on point, man. 20%.
Did you hear
what she's doing?
Yep.
Did you hear her yelling at protesters to go back to China?
No.
Like she had a full-on seizure moment.
Well, let's look that up. That
I'm pretty sure she wasn't directing it at me. It might have been.
Well, she couldn't see you, Rob. You were down in the tunnel.
Right.
You were whispering. I popped my head out of there. You can see my bald head every once in a while.
I'm going to get you.
Going to get you.
Have you also seen the video that someone synced up Chappelle's show with Nancy Pelosi being asked about trading stocks?
No.
It's one of the greatest things I've ever seen. Well, I'll see if I can find it.
You're going to have to show it.
Go back to China. That's what she said?
Because I think she thought they were like Chinese plants that were protesting her.
Oh, I found it. I found it.
You found it? Okay. Because
it appears
at first
way.
I was like, oh, she went full Biden. She doesn't know where the fuck she's at, and she goes straight to the racism.
Biden at the brewery was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
That was funny. Who drops a hard N-bomb first? Biden, Pelosi, McConnell, or Trump?
Biden.
Yeah, I think so, too. All right.
Smoke rocks.
Most of your constituents block us out. Stop the genocide. Stop the Holocaust.
Well, that wasn't a very
good idea. I don't think that worked.
I don't know why we don't have uprisings everywhere. Oh, yeah. Go back to China where your headquarters is.
I yelled that on a Teams meeting.
I thought I was on mute.
Because aren't they protesting about Gaza?
Yeah. Well, I thought San Francisco ended the Gaza deal because they voted for a ceasefire. Did that not cure the Gaza thing? I thought that cured Gaza.
Unfortunately.
Damn.
That fixed everything?
What the fuck do we have democracy for if we can't just vote to cure Gaza? Son of a bitch. Losing all faith in government.
Yeah, type in Pelosi mashed up with a Chappelle show.
All right. Let me see what we can
find. I plead the fifth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Don't hear what you say.
Oil? Who said anything about oil? Bitch, you cooking? I'm not.
My coworkers were talking about frying foods, and they kept on saying oil, and that phrase was just running through my goddamn mind because the kitchen full of women. I was like, "Bitch, you cooking?" Tim, internet.
Here we go.
Trying to find it too.
Rob, sit there and drink beer.
All right.
Absolutely not. What are you saying?
I see it, Matt.
Stock purchase or sale based on information you received from you?
No, absolutely not. Okay.
All right, guys. So that is Nancy Pelosi channeling her inner.
Oh fuck, that's funny.
Why do we always have to have somebody commenting?
What are you saying?
Husband ever made a stock purchase or sale based on information you received from you?
No, absolutely not. Okay.
All right, guys. So that is Nancy.
Oh, that's funny. No. Okay. Moving on.
Okay.
See you later. What's the press secretary, the lady with the good skin? What's her name?
Karine Jean-Pierre.
Jean-Pierre.
Yeah. She had the kind of the same thing with Israel the other day, and she's like, okay, we're gonna move on now. Didn't even attempt to answer the question. Like, I can't talk about Israel. All right, moving on.
She didn't go. Don't.
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 Nah, nobody's told don't. Israel don't. Not in a while, man. Well, the Houthis have, and but that's about it.
That didn't work out well for them, though.
No, we're probably going to invade Yemen at some point, I would imagine.
It's coming.
Do they have oil there? I think they got oil.
They're maybe in the they same.
A lot
Who's
of sand.
Even the leader of Yemen?
Well, the Houthis.
I really kinda want Matt to pronounce his name.
Oh, I'm not going to try. Yeah, Houthi McHutherson.
God damn it.
So from what I understand in Yemen, like the Houthis control the part where most of the population is, but nobody except like the Arab world recognizes them as a government. But well, not even the full Arab world, because the Houthis are Shia, and they've been at war with the Saudis for quite some time. So who the fuck knows, man? More reason for us to not be there. That's all I know. Rob, can you tell me who the Houthi leader is?
I have no idea.
Me neither.
Try to get my internet to fucking work.
I would sue somebody if I were you.
That's I'll try it.
Jelly, don't nut.
Have we heard any updates on the Jewish tunnels? Are they completed?
Holy shit! I really want McKinley to say
if Jews are going to be building that, it's going to take a long time.
They're not really known for manual labor, I suppose.
Yeah, they really haven't ever since the Egyptians, like 5,000 years ago.
They kind of built the pyramids.
They did. It's a long time ago.
That was kind of one of their big jobs.
They didn't really want to, I don't think, but they did build the pyramids.
Yeah, but it took a long time, and they're way over budget.
way over budget. Well, I mean, you got to divert some sort of money for the tunneling operation.
Matt, you really were not far off with the leader of the Houthis name.
Houthi McHutherson?
just Google leader of the Houthis.
Okay.
And I want you to read what comes up.
Okay. Well, we'll do it. We'll do it in real time.
Mick Gunther's.
All right. Houthi leader. Abdul. Here we go. Abdul Malik Al Houthi. I think I nailed that one.
All right.
Al Houthi.
Hoodie McHoodie.
Al Houthi.
Houthi McHootherson.
Roughly translated, that is Houthi McHootherson. So I don't want to take credit, I'll take credit for being right. Somebody's got to.
Littleton. I'm Aaron Littleton Town McLittleton.
Yeah, it's like the Icelandic naming system where you're just like, oh, I'm John Johnson because my dad's name was John. And he named me John. John Johnson.
Oh, Long Johnson.
Oh, Long Johnson. What was that a Don Lemon joke that we used that on? It's been a minute, but I remember playing the Olong Johnson video, and I don't remember exactly what it was. It was something.
I don't either. It was
something dick related.
Stupid.
That leads me to believe it might have been about Don Lemon because he, scratched his nuts and then made another dude smell his fingers.
And then, to be fair,
who hasn't done that?
I mean, it made Don Lemon a real person for once. So I didn't hate the move. I wasn't mad at Don Lemon at all. The dude that filed a lawsuit against him, I was like, you were a real bitch, dude. You got bitched out by Don Lemon.
I mean, it sets a precedent. If somebody orders you a lemon drop, you give them the old stank finger. Mm-hmm.
You got to give them the stank fingers. Give them a little Fromunda.
Yep.
Yeah. I want a cheesy lemon drop.
This milk's gone bad.
That's a funny joke. I don't think it'll go over at my show tomorrow, or not tomorrow, Friday though. I don't think the cowboy crowd will understand that one, so I better save that one. Save it for another venue.
Where is your show?
Elko, Nevada. Cowboy Poetry Gathering. So we're
live
at the stage door Friday and Saturday night, 7 o'clock start time. $10 cover. Be a fun time. Hell yeah, I am. I don't even know if I'll have this out before the show, but I'm gonna plug it anyways.
When does this show get to travel?
Well, as soon as somebody will pay me to do a show, I will do it. We'll make it. I'll bring my own shit. They don't even have to worry. They just got to provide the spot and some cash, and we'll do it. Not even that much cash. Mostly just a bar tab.
He'll just do it with 15 bucks. Cards.
15 bucks and a bar tab is a great deal. Now I got to convince my wife that it's financially. That might be a new t-shirt, just says financially.
Financially feasibly.
I wonder if that one will sell. Probably not, but I'll make it anyways. Business expense.
T&E.
It's a write-off.
Yeah, exactly.
TNA.
Well, you got to be careful with the TNA write-offs. If we've learned anything from Donald Trump and Vince McMahon, you got to be real careful about that one. Like, get your shit in a row, if you know what I mean. Hold on.
Just need a girl named Southwest.
Did you see the dude that beheaded his dad?
I heard about that. What is that story?
I heard there's a a pretty get big going. Rabbit hole behind that one.
Ooh, beheadings.
Yeah.
Rob's his lawyer.
That's how you know he's a historical Jew. That's my specialty. Like, ooh, reminds me of the homeland. Beheadings. Bum. Here we go. Justin Moan is his name. I'm not making it up. Who is Justin Moan? Levittown man in YouTube beheading video sued the government and made music.
Oh, he made a video.
Yeah.
Made music.
On his social media, Justin Moan describes himself as a musician, producer, author of 7 books available on Amazon, the commander of America's national network of militias, acting president of the United States, and maybe the Messiah. Fuck yeah, I like this guy.
This guy wasn't told no as a child very much.
Acting president of the United States. Acting where? Where is this acting taking place? And maybe the Messiah. Bucks County law enforcement have added a new title to the list. Murder suspect. Moan, 32, was charged Wednesday in the death of his 68-year-old father, Michael Moan, whose decapitated body was found in the bathroom of his Middletown home Tuesday evening, police said. According to court documents, Justin Moan used a machete and a large kitchen knife, both found in a bathtub by police, who recovered the victim's head wrapped in a large wrapped in plastic in a large cooking pot.
The machete was not enough?
Well, must have been a dull machete. You gotta cut through the spinal column, you know, and everything.
A lot of hacking. Okay. A
lot of hacking. This guy obviously wasn't very handy, or he would have just had a sawzall, you know.
That'll do it.
He was not a hunter, because
have a Home Depot card.
If you've ever shot a deer, the easiest way to cut the head off is with a sawzall. No work involved there, but he said he probably wasn't. That's when we need
the more you know to go across the
street. I wish I had that function.
Yeah. Well, you could have used the soundboard. We don't have a soundboard.
He has 2 sounds on the soundboard. He never uses them.
Just the one fucking sound.
I got one more.
It didn't go through.
I didn't hear it.
It's just...
Is that like a shirt?
Just applause. Don't worry.
We can't hear it.
You wouldn't know that sound, Tim. Police apprehended Moan in the Fort Indiantown Gap, home to a National Guard training center, some 100 miles and 2 hours away from Bucks County. It was unclear why Moan traveled to the area where the military installation bills itself as the busiest training center in the nation. That seems coincidental, maybe. Who knows? This dude cut his dad's head off with a machete, so.
But he did it live on YouTube?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm already in pretty hot water with YouTube, so I'm not going to try to find that video. Moan was arraigned on murder charges at midnight in Fort Indiantown Gap, said Middletown Police Lieutenant Pete Feeney. That sounds like a Pennsylvania cop, don't it? Pete Feeney. He confirmed Michael Moan
third generation.
Not Pollock enough.
He confirmed Michael. That's Chicago, dude.
That's right.
Get it right.
He confirmed Michael Moan was found decapitated in the home. Moan has been charged with possession of an instrument of crime and abuse of corpse. Other charges may be filed later. There should be another charge in
there. What? That's a really lazy name of a town, also.
Middletown?
He looks like somebody...
What should we call this? Indiana town.
He looks like somebody we knew in the dorm. I mean, he kind of looks like Nick, if Nick had more hair.
take off the hair. Yeah, that's definitely.
Yeah,
that's definitely the Return of the Messiah right there.
He's holding a CD called The History of Humanity. I wonder.
Is that on Spotify?
We shall find out. Let me look.
Like the purple on purple tie he's getting.
It is very purpley. Very
purple. Purple is royalty.
That's what Kyle Tate always said. Purple's the color of royalty.
Yes, he fucking did. I look good in this.
Because the wall shingles are purple and white, baby.
Yeah, fucking the monster.
Justin Moon. Here we go.
Oh, hold it's on there.
Hold
here
on.
We go.
I don't want to give this guy too much credit for anything, but I am abundantly...
Nobody listens to this podcast anymore.
That's true. That's fair. What the fuck? All right, so he's a verified artist with... They must have removed...
Took it down.
He is a murderer.
5 monthly listeners. I mean...
That's how you get kicked off Spotify, is decapitate your dad online.
Okay. Well, now we know. Now we know where the line
that's
is.
That's the line. Yeah, that's where they draw a hard line.
Do not.
Michael Jackson's still up there, but.
Do not decapitate your dad on YouTube, and you're probably okay on Spotify. We don't know about if you decapitate somebody else, but definitely not your dad, and don't do it on YouTube. Moans Militia YouTube video, a call to arms. In a 14.5-minute rant against the federal government on YouTube. Well, that's nothing. 14.5-minute rant against the government.
I've done that's that a in my short sleep. Rant for yeah, Matt.
I've done that in my sleep. Get the fuck out of here.
That's why he killed his dad. He got sick and tired of him watching the O'Reilly.
It gets better. In a 14.5-minute rant against the federal government posted on YouTube on Tuesday, Justin Moan displayed what he said was the severed head of his father, describing the victim as a 20-year federal employee. Moan did not admit to killing his father, who authorities confirmed was a federal worker in the video, but he called for the execution of all federal workers. I've never called for the death of them. At least not seriously.
Publicly executed.
I'm just kidding, Mr. NSA man.
No, you're not.
Rob, you're supposed to be my legal counsel here.
Yeah, what the fuck, Rob?
How else do I ensure that you get arrested so you hire me? All right.
Fair enough.
Rob in court. I can't wait. I
did not murder her. Yes, he did.
But he called for the execution of all federal workers, claiming they have betrayed American citizens. Michael Moan was a retired civil engineer with the Army Corps of Engineers. Quote, all federal agents, U.S. Marshals, federal judges, and Border Patrol are to be killed or captured, tortured for information, and publicly executed for betraying their country, Moan said in the YouTube video that has since been taken down off the site. Earn your place in heaven by sending a traitor to hell early. Did he recently convert to Islam? That's got a real Muslim vibe going on right there. Earn your place in heaven by sending a traitor to hell early. Throughout the video, which appeared to be filmed in a bedroom, because why not? Moan railed against what he described as far left, woke, pro-immigrant, pro-Black Lives Matter, and pro-LGBTQ deep state labor racketeers, and tax evading big tech company influences in the federal government that he said are destroying America.
He's really giving the Republican Party a bad name.
That was
now
a
they
mouth.
Do it themselves.
That was a mouthful. YouTube took down the video around 10:30 p.m. Tuesday, after it had been posted for about 6 hours and it was viewed more than 6,000 times. So he beheaded somebody and couldn't get more than 6,000 views. That's kind of.
I want to say, like, you know, Al Qaeda did a lot better job on that one. They got a lot more videos.
This goes back to my point
their season.
Several episodes ago. Like, we deserve to be invaded at this point. Like, we got a dude beheading his own dad, and the freaking Hodges are still doing better than us on social media. I'm so disappointed in America right now. I mean, I don't condone any of this behavior, but if you're going to do it, like, go big, man. Like, get a million views at least. Like, that seems.
He said he had $10 million and $1 million on the heads of some of the biggest names.
You think he actually had it?
I don't know.
In the video, Moan declared himself the acting U.S. president and ordered all militia and patriots to kill federal employees and seize federal buildings, including courthouses. He said he had access to $10 million and put $1 million bounties on high ranking government officials. Well, that's not enough, man.
There's a lot more than 10 high-ranking government officials there, so he's bullshit.
Well, just based off of legal fees, how far does $1 million get you?
It'll get you robbed.
Nothing. Oh, yeah, it's true. I'll do you shit for $1 million, don't worry.
At least Rob will let a dude shit on his head for $3 million, but he'll take $1 million for some bullshit.
I do not
case like
guarantee
this.
Any outcome. I believe the jury of the people.
I will get you a guilty verdict, but maybe not the death penalty.
Make that check payable to cash.
The lawyer hailing from Highlands Ranch, oddly, indicted. Called him a liar on the stand.
The graphic video begins with Moan holding up his father's head wrapped in plastic several times. Jesus. As he appears to read a manifesto of sorts, giving orders and making claims against the government. Do you think he used his own music to score this beheading video?
Absolutely.
If he didn't, he's obviously not Jewish, because, I mean, come on. Where's the cost savings there? You can't pay somebody else royalties for your own beheading video when you have your own catalog sitting right there. Come on. This guy can't be acting president. Jesus. No common sense from this fella.
So you're not going to caucus for him, Matt?
I mean, I might, honestly. That's next week, I believe, so.
There's one write-in vote for someone named Justin Moore.
See, I still don't know exactly how the caucus works. I've never done one. I showed up too late to caucus for Tulsi last election, so I just didn't caucus. I was sans caucus.
She can't caucus enough caucusing.
You had a flaccid caucus?
It was a real flaccid caucus.
It was a limp caucus.
Would you say it was a lackluster caucus?
I was sans caucus. I felt really emasculated by that. Several times he appears to read a manifesto of sorts, giving orders, making claims against the government. Authorities acknowledged seeing the video, but would not comment on its contents Tuesday night as their investigation continues. A good thing about this article is it is not AI generated, because they missed a big.
Yep.
Butte.
Law enforcement officials Tuesday Knight released little information about Moan, only identifying him as the victim's youngest son. But his online footprint offered a vastly different portrait than his YouTube video. It also provided context for his disdain for the federal government. On his Facebook page, Justin Moan Music. Well, all right, Facebook, do your thing.
Color Funkin' Rado? What the fuck?
Where's he from?
Pennsylvania. Walsh.
Fort Walsh, Indianaville.
Oh, he had 71 followers on his music page. Let me see if we can find this, if it's still up. Probably not.
I'm betting not.
And almost guaranteed this is going to get me on some sort of list, but
like, you're already there.
I know they're not going to be able to decide which list No, I must have took that page down.
Rock, funk, hip hop using piano. And organ. Ooh,
okay. And organ. I use my organ a lot. Ask your mom.
Which one?
Along with explicit lyrics, drums, synthesized bass, and other synthesized music. On his Amazon page, Moan, a 2010 graduate of Neshaminy High School, described himself as the author of 7 books and a musician who has released 3 albums and 1 single.
He played soccer, at
Neshaminy. He was voted class clown runner-up. Well, that's probably what did it.
That put him over the edge.
I would piss me right the
sons
off.
Sons of bitches made me second place class clown.
Yeah, I mean, don't vote for me if you're not gonna let me win. Fuck.
You gotta be careful of getting those second places, man. Those guys are not.
His life story is unbelievable. Is it though? Is it unbelievable? And there may not be enough words to describe him, but one may begin to understand his complexity and experiences through his art. He only wishes to bring positive change to the world.
Yep.
Huh.
Well, that does look like Nick. Damn it.
You take off the hair, man.
Wow.
Nick, reach out to us if you're feeling down. Please reach out. There's going to be one kid from DPS that listens to this show, and they're like, it's fucking Mr. Engelman.
You talking about Nick? Talking about Mr. Engelman?
We made those shirts of Nick, like Nick's face on a baby's body, and his students showed up with those shirts on.
Is he gonna wear that shirt when he decapitates Mark? Has anybody got Mark's number? Should we warn him? Little heads up. You raised a psychopath, sir. Poor Nick. His students are just gonna think he's some sort of serial killer. I mean,
they already do.
We're not doing.
They're
anything.
Just trying to set him off to see what he does.
Yeah, I mean, Nick says he wants
fights to happen in the hallways so he can just yell "rumble" and run away.
What we're gonna find out that he's secretly Italian and he's just like running a little bookie ring for underground high school fights. It's Engelman's Fight Club.
Jesus.
I should probably blur his name out or bleep his name out.
No.
Nah.
Fuck him.
He'll understand, or he'll decapitate us live on YouTube. One of the two. It's does he still work out? Think I could take him? I think I could take him. I'm not worried about Nick. I could take him.
I want. Can we YouTube live this?
Yeah, I
want
to watch that. I'll run the bookie on that one.
Brad's the one you want to look out for. That little fucker's shifty. Yeah, like, I wouldn't tangle
with him. He'll just straight stab you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but it's going to come out of nowhere. Like, just like pull it out of a fence post when you're walking by. And like, yeah! Like a
14-pound ninja.
Mm-hmm. Like a spider monkey.
He'll get you.
I'm all hopped up on Mountain Dew, Chip. Brad would smother you with his lips.
Which ones?
Those big old crusty lips. Never needed Vaseline.
See, Brad will also be the one that'll be least surprised by a sexual assault lawsuit in the future. Brad shit on somebody's chest against their will.
I will be in the front row of that court with, like, popcorn every single day.
Nick will be the plaintiff.
Nick, tell us how he shit on you. Tell us.
Don't make me do it again, fellas. What else is new? Any other stories we should cover? I mean, those are some doozies.
I haven't even watched news for like a straight
up 2 weeks. I think we nailed it.
I mean, is Texas going to secede? Am I going to have to? I guess I don't have to cross state lines this weekend, but eventually I'll have to. I'm going to have to go past a skirmish line or something. Just once you hit the Oklahoma border, you get stopped by a bunch of rascal scooters and AR-15s. You cross into to Arizona and it's just a bunch of Apaches. She's like, oh, fuck. Am I going to get nailed to the desert? I'm just going to get nailed.
On horseback.
You're just going to spread honey over my naked body and leave me in the middle of the desert.
Bees!
Because I don't support a ceasefire in Palestine. God damn it. I knew I was on the wrong side of that issue. Don't worry. Rob tunnels and gets me out.
Right here.
It was sand. It was super easy to dig.
We're going to find out Elon Musk was a Jew the whole time because he's like the master tunneler, isn't he? What do you call it? The Boring Company?
Boring Company.
Yeah. I mean,
he is just like a Tesla tunnel under Vegas.
See, all right, who do we call to place this bet for Elon Musk? Is he a Jew or is he an alien? Jew or alien? Because we got
he's a Jalian.
He's a Jalian. Jewalian.
Jewalian.
we gotta find the equivalent of Hebrew and a half shell for a space tunneling Jew.
Oh my god.
What do you call a space tunnel? Does that exist?
A bridge. Wormhole.
Oh, there! You're right. You're right. This is why you're the ultimate Jew, Rob. Like you already know this shit. See, I've got so much to learn, Rob. I have got so much to learn as a newly found.
You'll get there. You'll get there.
I'm working on it. I've been sharpening up my shovel. Been hoarding pickaxes.
You just always have some change just sitting on your desk, and you're gonna be fine.
In Hebrew, it's a wormhole.
First, you get the gold, then you buy the pickaxe, then you make the tunnel.
Then we get the khakis.
It's the underpants gnome. It's just like somewhere between tunneling and world domination, we got to figure out that part. Well, this is probably our last episode on YouTube ever.
Gang.
It was fun. It was fun while it lasted. It really, really tests the boundaries of the First Amendment at times, but I do love these little guardrails we've set up. Like, we can say all this stuff if we say it jokingly.
I'm like, if
you add a little question mark at the end, that makes it legal, right?
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Don't get too specific.
Don't get too specific and always put a question mark at the end.
Something to put on your resume as I got kicked off YouTube.
I got kicked off.
I tunneled below a synagogue.
Can you imagine the Jewish delegation going to the UN? Like, it's not genocide.
I wish that I would have watched some of the. I can't keep them straight because we try to make other countries abide by these international laws, but we're like, nah, we're not doing that ourselves. Nah, sucker, we ain't doing that shit. But I didn't watch
it. Supposed to be about me,
right? Yeah. Oh, I mean that. No, we don't do that here. We're America. We are America. Everybody else, you should definitely do that. Not us. No. But I didn't watch any of the arguments against the genocide case at the, I think it was the ICJ. There's the ICJ and the ICC.
You're too busy picketing.
Yeah, well, I was digging. I was practicing my tunneling. Which, you know, I took to really well because I'm also half Mexican, so like I might be a super Jew, honestly. Like I've got enough of the Jewish blood to know the economics behind it, but then I've got 50% just
got Mexican sheer, labor just all over
sheer
it.
Mexican tunneling ability. Like, where's El Chapo? You just tell me El Chapo's over there, and I'll fucking dig you a tunnel.
Matt pops out of the pops out of the ground and just says, "Who wants a churro?"
Hey, who brought the tamales, Holmes?
Qué bueno.
Matt's got lights in it, like a real cartel tunnel, too.
Yeah. Hey, you give me $3 an hour and a dozen tamales. Okay, it's okay.
Okay.
I'll send $2 home. $2 home. You can take a tamale if you want. They'll go bad after a while.
Some Oaxaca cheese.
Yeah. You know, maybe some mole every now and then. It's okay. Okay. Well, maybe one two weeks we get there.
Oh fuck!
You got All it. Right. You got it, Jefe.
And now that we've sealed our fate on YouTube, I hope you guys have a good week. Come see us in Elko. Not these guys. They're not going to be there. Losers. But everybody else, if you're in Elko.
We'll be there in spirit, Matt.
I will mention you in our tunneling spirit.
All right?
Nobody will understand the reference. But yeah, hard to believe. Not a lot of Jews in the cowboy community. I don't know the reasoning behind that, but not many of them. There's probably some historical reason behind that, if we're being real honest.
I like horses like Jews. I'm pretty sure of it.
Well, there's the name of the episode.
Horses don't like Jews. Between the Russians and the Germans, I'm sure there was some real atrocities committed against the Jews via horse at some point throughout history. Like, I've not read up enough to know for sure, but I'd be willing to bet.
Matt's not rooting for it, but you know,
I would bet the over actually. Just knowing what I do know about the pogroms and the Holocaust and everything, probably a lot of atrocities committed against the Jews via horseback. But
and
I don't
then they
know
made tanks, sure. And then they made trains, you know. it goes that way.
Oh, hold on. What's the line on the Super Bowl? Anybody know?
Brock Purdy is the only man who can save us from Taylor Gannon.
It's already started.
Apparently there's a big conspiracy theory about Taylor Swift.
Yeah, maybe Schwami, whatever his name is. He threw it out there.
I would have picked somebody with a bigger ass for full effect anyways. You know, she's kind of built like a plank. She's just not a lot of curve.
Niners are favored by 2.
By 2. Yeah, I'll take Chiefs with the points all day.
Oh, please don't rip.
Over-under's only at 47.
I'll probably take that.
I think over.
Rob, are the Bears going to trade us Fields?
You guys have the money or the draft picks for it, but I don't think you do.
No, we don't.
So we're fine. You can take him.
I called that one too. Russell Wilson won himself a few games, padded his stats, and we went all the way down the draft order. Fucked us every which way he could.
Yep.
I got -2 for the Niners. Yeah. Chiefs +2. I'll take that.
All right, fellas.
Well, y'all have a good weekend. Don't do not behead your dad on YouTube.
If there's any
advice I can give you from a moral, legal...
Legally speaking, I would advise you not to do that. Although, if you do, you give me a call.
Right. Rob will defend you vigorously.
Better call Rob.
And by vigorously...
Vigorously means you're going to jail, probably going to die.
He's going to hammer your check before you're getting hammered.
He'll make sure you get a really big black dude as you're selling.
he's gonna plead the fuck out of it.
Like unnaturally big, you know, like HGH big. Like make sure there's a lot of rage there. A lot of rage.
My client pleads super guilty, not just guilty. Super guilty.
Not only is he guilty, he is not repentant whatsoever.
Absolutely not.
That motherfucker deserves it.
Why are you here? I'm here for more.
He's asking specifically for Cruel and Unusual. Specifically. Oh, that's another one I was going to
bring up before we
get out of here for good. The Alabama execution, it was like nitrogen gas or something.
Oh, yeah. Saw that.
Whatever happened to just hang them or shoot them? Like that.
I think firing squad and hanging are probably better than these options, don't you think?
Well, let this point, they're just
guillotine. That's even better.
Probably cheaper too. Honestly,
that's the job.
All you gotta do is make sure the track that it's on is clear of obstructions. The only obstruction is the neck. Like that is really the only.
He blinked at me.
Well, they'll have data analysts there. Like, this head showed signs of life for 34 minutes post guillotining. Inhumane.
For some reason, he didn't talk.
Yeah.
So let's inject him with a bunch of chemicals and just see what happens.
Well, some company probably made about $11 billion off of that one execution, too. So, like, somehow, yep. You know, Nancy Pelosi probably owns stock in that company. I'll have to check
my portfolio.
They just put mustard gas in there. That's all they
mean.
It's a special recipe, though.
My New Year's Mama's resolution, recipe. we're almost, I guess we are a full month into the year, but my New Year's resolution is just pray for Nancy to keep keeping on so I can keep getting 20% on her investments every time. Every time. God bless Nancy Pelosi. God bless the United States of America. And move your ass. We're burning daylight.
Good guys and bad guys, cowboys and Indians, sinners and saints, masters and minions, they're all the same to me, they're all the same to me, winners and losers, the weak and the strong. Fortune and failure.